Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy, Kolkata. It is our desire to reach out to those in need and to be instruments of effective change in a hurting world. If you like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you'll enjoy today's message.
The garden. After the Passover celebration, Jesus and his disciples made their way from Jerusalem down through the Kidron Valley to the garden called Gethsemane. Let's read from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 41. Jesus and his followers went to a place called Gethsemane. He said to his followers, "Sit here while I pray." Then Jesus told Peter, James, and John to come with him. Then Jesus began to be sore amazed. He was heavy and troubled and said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Stay here and watch." And Jesus went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, you can do all things. Let me not have this cup of suffering, but do what you want, not what I want." When Jesus went back to his followers, he finds them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, why are you sleeping? You could not stay awake for 1 hour? Watch ye and pray that you will not enter into temptation. Your spirit is ready, but your body is weak." And again, Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. When he returned, he found them asleep again, and they did not know what to say to Jesus. And Jesus prayed a third time and came back and said to them, "Sleep on now. Take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." On that night, Gethsemane became more than a garden where Jesus and his men spent some time. On that night, Gethsemane became a place where eternal business was transacted for the glory of God. On that night, Gethsemane became a place of pressure, a place of prayer, and a place of priorities. Let us consider these facts a little this afternoon. The garden was a place of pressure. The name of this garden was Gethsemane. It still exists just outside the city of Jerusalem. It was a place Jesus often visited with his disciples. It was a place where he would commune with his Father. The name Gethsemane in Aramaic means olive press. Gethsemane was and is a place where olive trees grew and produced their fruit. The olives were collected, placed in a press, and the precious olive oil was extracted from the olives under immense, intense pressure. And on that night, Jesus entered the garden, the olive press, and just as the oil is extracted under pressure, in the same way we see Jesus in the garden extracting submission to his Father under intense pressure. That night at the garden, there were internal pressures Mark 14:33 and 34 reveals to us that Jesus is in a time of intense emotional and spiritual trial. He was sore amazed, means to be struck with terror. Jesus knew what was coming. And as he looked into the cup he was about to drink, he was astonished and overcome with horror. No other human has ever experienced such anguish that came upon Jesus that night. Jesus was very heavy. He was greatly distressed and anguished. He said in verse 34, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful." Jesus was surrounded by overwhelming sorrows. He said in verse 34, "Even unto death." This phrase means that Jesus was at the point of death as he prayed in the garden. The word of God is telling us that Jesus was overwhelmed emotionally and spiritually by what he experienced as he entered the garden that night. Think about the pressure the Lord was under. Jesus was about to suffer intense physical pain. He was about to become sin on a cross. He was about to be judged by his Father. Jesus knew that for the first time in eternity, there would be a breach in the unbroken fellowship he has enjoyed with his Father. He was about to be tried, rejected, and condemned by death, by the very people he came to save. He knew that the most powerful human government on earth is about to turn its fury upon him. These thoughts overwhelms his mind and heart. It was a time of extreme internal pressure. There were external pressures. In Luke 22:44, we read, "And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground." As he prayed, he did so with such earnestly that the capillaries in his forehead began to burst. Sweat and blood mingled together and dropped to the ground. While Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, his body was frail like ours. And as Jesus prayed that night, the emotional and spiritual pressures that came upon Jesus were almost more than his body could handle. But he did handle it. He survived the agony of Gethsemane and he made it to Calvary where he died for our sins. There were infernal pressures as well that night in the garden. Jesus was under satanic attack in Gethsemane. I believe that Satan was trying to overload the Lord Jesus with distress and emotional suffering, that he would cause him to die right there and not go to the cross. But we see in Luke 22:43 that an angel was sent from heaven to strengthen Jesus right there in the garden. Satan did not want Jesus to go to the cross. Satan knew that at Calvary, Jesus would defeat sin and Satan. There were external pressures. Jesus Christ was victorious in Gethsemane and overcame the devil that he might go to the cross and die for your sins and mine. The garden was a place of pressure. The garden was also a place of prayer. Jesus leaves 8 of his men at the gate of the garden. He takes 3 with him, Peter, James, and John. But he tells them to watch while he goes further in to pray. The word watch means to give strict attention to something. These men were asked to keep their eyes open for trouble. They were asked to pray with Jesus. But as Jesus went deeper into the garden, his prayer, the object of his prayer, he prostrated himself on the ground and he began to call on his Father. He addressed him first as Abba. This is an Aramaic term that is equivalent to our word daddy. It is a word of intense intimacy. It was a word used in Jewish households of the day, but it was a word that no Jew would ever use to God the Father. Jesus enjoyed such intimacy with his Father. And as Jesus prayed, he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible. Take away this cup from me. When we read this prayer, do we think Jesus was saying, I don't want to go to the cross? No. John 18:37 records, Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If Jesus wasn't praying to avoid the cross, then what was he praying for in the garden that night? Friends, Jesus was asking God to find probably another possible way for him, for the Father's redemptive plan. Jesus was willing to do it maybe another way, but not to be separated from his Father. Jesus was about to become sin on the cross for the first time in eternity. He would be separated from his Father. He will be forsaken, abandoned, and judged by his Father. Thoughts of drinking that most bitter of cups must have overwhelmed the mind of the sinless Son of God. The cup represented all the wrath and hatred of God against sin. Jesus wasn't afraid of the physical pain as much as he was afraid of being separated and abandoned by his Father. The oppression of his prayer at the garden that night, it was a time of spiritual oppression like no other man has ever experienced. The obedience of his prayer at the garden that night, as Jesus concluded his prayer, he expressed absolute obedience to his Father's will. He did not want to be separated from his Father. He did not desire to experience his Father's wrath. He did not want to become sin, but he was willing to do it because it was his Father's plan for his life. The words in the Bible says, I will. The Lord's words was, I will. Let us know that this was a true time of testing for our Savior. And while Jesus was sinless and unable to sin, he faced a time of severe temptation. And praise the Lord, he won a great victory by remaining submissive to his Father's will. The garden was a place of pressure. The garden was a place of prayer. The garden was also a place of priorities. The priorities of the Master. Jesus had one overriding priority in his life. He lived to do the will of his Father. Even when he was 12 years old, he said, I am about my Father's business. The cross of Calvary and the death of Jesus on that cross was never in question. Jesus came to this world to die for sin and sinners. And that is what he did, fulfilling the will of his Father. The priorities of his men. While Jesus is praying and wrestling with the greatest load any man ever ever had in their lives. What were the disciples doing? They were asleep. And Jesus commanded them to watch. But they were tired and they fell asleep. These three men, they slept even through the transfiguration in Matthew 17. And now they slept through the greatest spiritual struggle the world ever witnessed. Our Lord's priority was the will of his Father. The priorities of the disciples were themselves and their own needs. Jesus achieved victory because he was vigilant and diligent in prayer. He leaned on his Father and his Father gave him the victory. His men leaned on themselves, and when their time of testing came, they failed. If we want to enjoy victory in our times of temptation and testing, we must lean on the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. If this glimpse into the events in the garden demands anything from us at all, it demands our worship. When we think of all that Jesus endured for us that night, it should drive us to our knees in worship. It should fill our hearts with his praises. It should make us want to lift our hands to praise him. It should make us want to rejoice in songs and shouting. It should fill us with a desire to worship and exalt him.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We hope you would stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram by using @AGC Kolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. Hope you have a great week ahead.